This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So, Rach, you ran into a jerk at Schnucks this morning?
I did, as I referenced in my Schnucks Live about 15 minutes ago. Went this morning, just picked up a couple of little drinks, and I'm going through the self-checkout, and I hear this very angry man next to me say, "Well, if you guys had checkers, this wouldn't be a problem." So I'm able to deduce, okay, he's having a problem with the self-checkout. The very nice woman who is overseeing the self-checkout is helping him. And she just kind of finishes up and she's like, "Yeah, we actually do have checkers," because they do. You can go stand in line and wait. I mean, he made the choice to go through self-checkout and he was just so mean and so nasty. And I, for a second, I considered being like, "Hey, man, what do you want her to do about it? Like, do you think she, first of all, makes any kind of decision at as far as the staffing at
the
Schnucks? No.
Yeah.
Also, there are plenty of checkers available for you that you could go use their services right now. You chose to come through self-checkout because generally it's less busy. So, I mean, that's a choice you made." Like, I wanted to say something to him, but I've done that on so many occasions, like when people have been being rude at like a food counter or something. And I always wonder, like, man, did the person that I'm trying to help out even really appreciate it? Yeah. Or am I just making it more awkward? So instead, I just kept my mouth shut. I made eye contact with the nice lady and smiled and told her, "Have a great day." Just to kind of be like, "Hey, we're not all mean."
Yeah.
And left after that. But I don't know. I guess I'm wondering what Wheels would have done in that same situation.
Depends on the level of hostility detected.
He was like, way too rude.
If he's just grumbling, I'll leave him alone.
No, but he was loud. He was mean.
If you're berating someone that doesn't need it, I've spoken up many times on that. I mean, just first is just be loud as they are and say, "Easy."
Yeah.
Just start simple. You don't have to start yelling at them. Just like, "Hey, take it easy. That's it."
Jerks get away with it way too often.
Yeah, because most of the time, that little, "Hey, man, take it easy."
Yeah.
That calms everything down. Not always.
They're just not called on it much.
No.
I love videos where people get their comeuppance.
Yeah.
When someone's like, the one we talked about where the guy's bullying a young black kid and he's like, "I'm going to kick your ass." And the kid's like, "Let's go right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it."
He throws his bag down and goes, "I want this. Let's go."
Wussied out on him.
Yeah. It was a big dude. He looked like he was maybe 50.
Yeah.
And he was talking all kinds of smack. And the kid looked like he was maybe 19.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said, "Yep, let's go," and got into a fighting stance, the other guy's like, "Well, wait a minute."
Yeah.
Like, well, wait, so what you want to do is you want to throw your weight around and you want to make yourself feel strong. But then the minute somebody's going to stand up to you and say, "Hey, calm down, buddy."
Yeah.
Or, "Yeah, let's go. Let's go right now. You stop talking. Let's go."
Well, you bring up an interesting point, both of you, because I also had a moment of like, man, do I even want to say something to him? Because how bad is this guy's day that this is like how he's approaching this kind of situation? I mean, how terrible is your life right now that you're taking it out on this poor lady who works at
Schnucks? I'll tell you this. I've never known a person who was nice, who was having a terrible moment like this guy was having at Schnucks, who didn't immediately apologize for it.
Yeah.
You with me?
Once you get called on it.
I don't think I would ever get to that level with someone like, "I can't, but why don't you have checkers and all that?" But if I did, I know I would immediately apologize.
Well, you would feel shame.
Yes. I wouldn't walk out of there and get in my car and drive away.
But that is, and that's partly why it's important, again, for people that are comfortable. Not everybody
is. Which leads me to believe that they aren't good. They aren't nice people.
Generally,
the people who are doing that all the time in their life. And having just traveled and just traveled by air, I saw a few examples of that. And you just knew. You just knew that the guy who was grumbling coming through TSA was grumbling on his way here.
Yeah.
And he'll be grumbling when he gets to his destination. That's just what he is.
But that's also like, you having a bad day doesn't mean you get to give that to someone else.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be having a bad day, but if that's why, if you catch it, again, the last thing you want to do is go in hot and like try to escalate, right? That's not really what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get the attention of the person and let them know that other people are seeing them be jerky.
And especially...
And hope they wake up.
Like Rach said, read the room. Go talk to Mr. Schnook if you really want to have some impact.
Yeah. Right.
You know, go talk to Mr. Dierberg. The lady who's trying to help you get through the self-checkout has no say-so
and also,
in what they do.
100% user error if you're going through the self-checkout and it's going not going well.
I mean,
all right, maybe
yes.
Not 100%, but 95%.
Yes.
I'm smart enough to not go through it.
I mean, it's a touchscreen. It's not that hard. And I've had problems where sometimes you'll ring something up and then you put it over where you're supposed to and then it goes, call the attendant. We don't like this because it reads the weight wrong or whatever. That happens. That happens sometimes, but more often than not, is something I did wrong. And then they fix it. And I'm like, thank you.